Welcome, Discovery Rangers. Today we will be exploring Discovery Rangers. Discover why dads and stable homes are like superpowers for kids. Learn how involved fathers boost school success and how a safe, steady home helps kids thrive.
I want you to think back to the last time you built a really epic blanket fort.
Oh, man. A true classic.
Right. You know the mechanics of it. You drag all the heavy cushions off the living room couch.
You pull out the dining room chairs to act as, like, the load-bearing corner post.
Exactly. And then you use every single clothespin in the entire house to secure those bedsheets together. Because, you know, you don't want the roof to immediately cave in.
Yeah. And the structural integrity of those things is, well, it's always highly questionable.
Completely questionable.
But when you're sitting inside one, it feels entirely secure. I mean, it's this completely self-contained, safe little environment.
It's your own little world. But what happens when we look at the actual science of what makes that sanctuary hold up in the real world?
That's the big question.
It is. So today, we are taking that exact feeling, that whole fort analogy, and applying it to something much bigger. We're on a mission to unpack a really accessible, kid-friendly research report about what exactly makes a family strong.
And we are specifically zooming in on two crucial parts of that fort today. The engaged fathers, or father figures, and the sheer superpower of a stable home environment.
Yes, because whether you're a kid listening to this right now, or a parent, or just someone curious about the science of families, we're going to use clear, simple ideas to explore this. We want to see how these two elements actually help kids succeed in school, feel super confident, and stay healthy. Welcome to today's deep dive.
I'm really excited for this one. Scientists have, you know, spent decades running these massive longitudinal studies on thousands of families, just trying to figure out what specific variables actually move the needle for a kid's success.
Right. And we're looking at how those engaged dads and stable homes translate into real superpowers, like getting good grades, regulating big feelings, and even physical health.
Yeah.
So let's start with the builders of this metaphorical fort, because every good fort needs dedicated builders, right? The report heavily highlights the unique, totally measurable impact of engaged father figures.
It's a really critical starting point. When we look at the data surrounding a child's developmental network, an engaged father figure shows up as this massive statistical advantage.
Across almost every metric, right?
Oh, absolutely. Across almost every measurable metric.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we just start throwing statistics around, I think we need to be really precise. What does the research actually mean by an engaged father?
That's a great question.
Are they strictly measuring, like, a biological dad living in the house?
No, actually. The research is very clear that a father figure functions as a role. It's not strictly a biological absolute.
Okay, so it could be someone else.
Exactly. It could be a biological dad, sure. But it could also be a stepdad, a grandpa, an uncle, or really any consistent, caring man who steps up to act like a dad.
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah, the operative word in the data isn't biology. It's engaged.
Meaning they're actively doing things with the child.
Right. An engaged father figure actively plays, they talk, they set boundaries, and they help with daily care. It's about what they do.
So when that active engagement is there, the academic and health benefits are just massive.
Huge.
I mean, looking at the America First Policy Institute's 2023 findings, kids with involved dads are 43% more likely to get A's in school, and they're 33% less likely to repeat a grade. Plus, they just have way fewer behavioral problems.
The numbers are incredibly strong.
But I am struggling with the direct connection here just a little bit. Wait, so just having a dad in the room automatically makes a kid better at math and science?
Well, no. What's fascinating here is how they help differently.
Yeah.
It's not this direct transfer of, like, academic knowledge. It's the transfer of regulation.
Regulation. What do you mean?
Men, generally speaking, tend to engage with children using a slightly different interactive style. And those stylistic differences act as unique developmental tools.
Give me an example.
The biggest one in the research is physical play. Fathers are statistically much more likely to engage in rough and tumble play.
Oh, yeah. Wrestling on the carpet, throwing kids up in the air. Basically the kind of chaotic energy that usually makes whoever is watching from the doorway just slightly nervous.
Right. But that exact chaotic energy is actually a crucial learning laboratory for a kid's brain.
Really?
Yes. When a child is wrestling or playing a really intense game of tag with a dad, their heart rate spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Their body releases adrenaline. They are experiencing a manufactured stressor.
But it's in a totally safe environment.
Precisely. They're learning their physical limits. They are learning how to take safe risks. And most importantly, when the game ends, they have to learn how to actively calm their nervous system back down.
Oh, I see. So they're practicing emotional regulation disguised as a tickle fight.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And that ability to handle excitement or manage a sudden spike in frustration,
yeah,
that directly translates to the classroom.
Because when they hit a hard math problem, they don't just panic.
Right. They've already practiced managing frustration and pushing through a physiological stress response.
Wow. That completely reframes the whole concept of play. It isn't just burning off energy. It's like stress inoculation training.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the report also highlights differences in how dads talk to kids.
Oh, right. The vocabulary stuff.
Yeah. Data shows that fathers often use new words or broader vocabulary with toddlers, and they lean heavily into why and how questions.
Instead of just asking what something is.
Exactly. They also tend to push independence a bit harder, like encouraging a kid to climb a structure by themselves.
Which builds so much confidence over time.
Absolutely. And that confidence acts as this amazing protective shield as kids grow up, especially for teenagers.
The long-term impacts on teens are staggering. Teen girls with an involved father figure are way less likely to feel depressed.
And boys show much stronger emotional management instead of acting out. They're significantly less likely to use drugs, alcohol, or tobacco.
They're also twice as likely to go to college. And looking at some of the tougher grown-up challenges, they're 75% less likely to have a teen birth and 80% less likely to go to jail.
It really paints a picture of mom's love and dad's love as these unique, complementary superpowers.
They really are. They pull different levers in a child's brain. But, you know, even the most dedicated fort builders in the world can't make it work if the ground underneath them is constantly shifting.
Right. The environment matters just as much as the people.
Which brings us to the foundation of the fort. We know the builders have superpowers, but a stable home is basically a superhero cape for kids.
That's a great way to describe it.
And when the report talks about a stable home, it doesn't just mean money. It defines stability as predictable routines.
Predictability is everything.
Living in the same place, going to the same school, knowing when dinner is, and having a set bedtime.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of brain science, the reason why becomes really clear. The human brain is basically a prediction machine.
Okay, a prediction machine.
Yeah, its main job is to anticipate what happens next so it can keep you safe. So when a kid's environment is unpredictable, maybe they move a lot or there's a lot of fighting, the brain's threat detection system gets stuck in the on position.
Oh, I've heard of this. It's like a smartphone running a really heavy app in the background.
That is a perfect analogy.
Because if the brain is constantly running its threat detection software, burning energy, trying to figure out what chaotic thing will happen next, the battery drains.
Completely drains.
There's no energy left for the learning math app or the making long-lasting friends app.
Exactly. That unpredictability floods the brain with stress. But a stable, predictable home removes that baseline worry. It tells the nervous system, hey, you are safe.
And then the brain can finally relax and focus on playing and growing.
Right. And they even have better physical health because their immune systems aren't suppressed by all that worry.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though.
Oh, the Camp Dush study.
Yes. Yeah. Because when we hear the word unstable, society usually points to things like moving or single parenthood or a parent losing a job.
Mm.
But this massive 30-year study by Camp Dush looked at kids well into adulthood to measure their health and life satisfaction. And what they found about stability is wild.
It's arguably the most vital takeaway here. It really shifts the perspective on quality over quantity.
Break that down for us. What did they find?
Well, they compared kids who grew up in stable, peaceful homes with only one parent against kids who grew up in unstable homes with two parents who were constantly fighting or unhappy.
We really need to pause on this. Because the kids who grew up in the stable, single-parent homes actually had better long-term health and happiness as adults.
Yes. Better than the kids in the chaotic two-parent homes.
That is profound. Environmental peace and predictability might actually be more important than just having two parents physically in the house.
Exactly. A home full of chronic conflict is an unstable foundation. It keeps that threat detection system running. Peace is the true foundation.
So what does this all mean when we look at the big picture?
Well, we can look at the actual blueprint measurements now, the hard numbers.
Right. And before we dive into these numbers, I want to set a really clear boundary for our listeners. We are going to look at some statistics regarding family types exactly as the researchers reported them.
We aren't taking any political sides or making any judgments here. We are simply reporting the broad patterns discovered by scientists to understand how this works across huge populations of kids.
Fair enough. Let's look at Table 1 from the report, which pulls from major U.S. data like Amato and Gilbreth, the America First Policy Institute, and Kearney.
Okay, let's start with educational outcomes.
For kids with married parents, the high school graduation rate is around 90%. For kids with single parents, it's roughly 70%.
And for college, it's about 60% for kids from married homes, compared to 30% from single-parent homes.
Right. But we have to look at why that gap exists. It's often the compounding realities. Kids in single-parent homes are 3 times more likely to live in poverty.
Because running a house on a single income is just so much harder.
Exactly. And there's also time poverty. A single parent has half the time to check homework, manage those routines, or do that rough and tumble play.
That makes total sense. And the data shows kids in those single parent homes are 2.5 times more likely to be suspended. Plus, teens in single mom homes are 3 times more likely to feel depressed.
The statistics get even more stark when the research isolates kids living completely without a dad or father figure in the home.
What do those numbers look like?
The findings indicate they are up to 9 times more likely to drop out of school. They're 20 times more likely to go to prison. And they are 279% more likely to carry guns or deal drugs.
Wow, those are big, heavy numbers. And honestly, a bit scary. But I think grounding it back to our fort analogy, they just prove something really incredibly valuable.
What's that?
They prove how incredibly powerful a dad's involvement and a steady, safe home really are for a kid's future.
Absolutely. It shows the massive structural load that falls on a child when those protective layers aren't there.
Which means when a father figure is actively playing and setting boundaries and the home is peaceful, it dramatically changes the probability of that child's entire future for the better.
It really does.
Yeah.
It raises the ceiling on what they can achieve.
We have covered so much ground today. We learned that engaged father figures bring these unique superpowers to the fort through physical play, building vocabulary, and encouraging independence.
And they teach kids how to regulate their nervous systems and build real confidence.
Yes. And we also discovered that a stable home, which really just means predictable routines and emotional peace acts, as this protective superhero cape.
It shields their brains from stress so they can actually thrive.
This raises an important question, though, doesn't it?
It really does. If we know that engaged father figures in peaceful homes are the engines of a child's success, how does society better support all kinds of families in building these safe, strong forts?
That is the ultimate question. And it actually leads me to one final thought I want to leave you with today.
Okay, let's hear it.
We talk so much about the sheer power of predictability, right? The stability over conflict.
Mm.
Well, when you build a physical blanket for it, it isn't just the heavy cushions or the big dining chairs that keep the whole thing from collapsing. It's the tiny clothespins.
Oh, yeah. The little things.
Exactly. The small, seemingly insignificant clips that hold the massive sheets together. So if a kid's nervous system craves predictability above almost anything else, could it be that simple? Everyday micro routines are actually the structural clothespins of a family.
Like what kind of routines?
Like having dinner together at the exact same time. or putting a simple visual chore chart on the fridge.
Yeah.
Or just reading one consistent bedtime story every single night.
Just those tiny repeatable moments.
Yeah. Could those small, highly predictable moments actually be the secret invisible glue that holds a family's fort together? Regardless of who physically lives there.
I love that. It really signals total safety to a child's brain.
It really does. It is definitely something for you to mull over the next time you are pinning a bedsheet to the back of the sofa. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We will catch you next time.
Thanks for listening, Discovery Rangers. If you enjoyed this, please ask Mum or Dad to play another episode for you.